और तीनों ही भगवान अंग सिंह के प्रतीक है।
तो कथम धर्म सेतु नाम वक्ता कर्ता भी रक्षित प्रतीप आचरत ब्रह्मन पर दारा भी मर्दनम। इट लुक्स लाइक दैट इट इज आउट ऑफ एटिकेट एंड it also looks like that any person who is religious minded and sadhu or bhakti, they should not speak to anyone, any lady, whether he be devotee or not. Sannyasi should not talk with them. In Srimad Bhagavat it has also been explained. Also we see in Gautama Dasavaji Maharaj life that once when he was blind in Navadvip and he was living there, he used to go to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And here and there, he one day he was out of his hut, bhajan kuti. A serpent came and climbed on the sikka. Sikka, you know, upon whom Krishna used to take makhan misti, coming from up roof. He has kept something in a pot. In the pot he has kept it, some rice or anything. So, serpent came and climbed on that rope and again he went on. So, an old lady was seen. When Gautama Das Maharaj returned and began to take something from that pot, he at once shouted loudly, "Babaji, Babaji, don't take." He told it, repeated it 3-4 times. But Babaji was not hearing her word. Hearing, but that's why. At last, she told that, "Babaji, don't take that thing. A serpent has gone up on this. It may be that the poison is there. So you will at once die if you will take." She said loudly, in a mood of crowds
and
that if I die, what is to you? You should go away from here. I want to die and I will take. He told that a devotee who wants Krishna praying, there should not be any related to lady. But here Krishna has come to establish dharma, religion. And for why this reason? In Mahabharata Yuddha, he has done so much. So, dharma sansthapanaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So he has come to establish religion. Satya, Parupakar, all these qualities. And King Parikshit is seeing that these Kishori girls, not girls, married to other gopis, and Krishna has called them dancing alone in Jamuna Upakul, and no other is there, only the ladies are there, and the, all the ladies are between 12 to 14, and they have been married to other gopis. Parikshit Maharaj told, and in sabha means in
assembly,
when Sukadeva Goswami was explaining Srimad Bhagavatam, all kinds of persons were there, some devotees, but number of devotees were very, very few. Number of jnani, karmi, yogi, tapasvi were more. So, and he has read all the shastras. Everywhere, it is very great thing to say other wife's mouth or anything that is there. All persons to treat the ladies as her mother, or as his mother, or his daughter, or his sister. Any of these relations, a man can see. Only husband can see as his wife. And he should treat her not always as a wife, only to ill child, and in very few numbers. Otherwise, he should be treated unreligious person. So, seeing all this, Parikshit Maharaj told him, "I told all that all gopis are assembled. Krishna has told them that na pareham nirvadda sandhi, that I am so much. Both to you all, because you have left your father, mother, brother, brother-in-law, father-in-law, everything you have left for me, and your meeting to me is so topmost religious, topmost religious, because we are related in Atma, we are not this physical body. Meaning, but they knew that as if they are doing Narlila only. But Krishna is always Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, and Sarvashakti is always there. He has no Agyan. Also, Gopis, Sarvashakti being Sarvashakti, and Kaya Viva Sarvashakti. All are like Krishna. There is no Agyan, nothing bad thing. Especially Krishna or Gopi are more than Atmaram. Atmaram, you know, more than Atmaram. And no worldly lecture or anything, emotion or anything. Even Sukadeva Goswami is high in level, no calm, nothing. How Krishna and gopis have all these things? But the persons who are in lower qualification, they have no such bhakti. They are bound to think that Krishna is meeting with gopis only for lust and all this. That is why all acharya have told, and they have given oath that these things should not be there. And so that they explained in general ma, because they will not understand. So Parikshit Maharaj was going to die, and all has come, all the rishis and maharshis. In that, Parashar is there, Das is there, Narad is there, Sukadeva Goswami is there, Vasishtha, Lomaharsha, Kavi Habi, Parikshit, so many persons, so many good rishis are there. But some are also yogi, some are also jnani, some are also karmi. In that assembly, there are so many persons, those who have no knowledge about speech and utterance. And I think that there will be very few in number that will know that Krishna body and Gopi's body are not a mortal. We know that Krishna body is not mortal. We also know. But we have not conquered our lust and all this. What to tell lust? Even we have not conquered our mind. Kaam, krodh, lobh, lust. So, Parikshit Maharaj, for them he says that Krishna has come to establish a religion. But religions are so many, some general, some special, and bhakti is highest topest religion. Krishna has come for three things to establish. Prema bhakti also to test prema bhakti of Vrijavasi and to give it for whole world devotees, good devotees, yes. Also to finish a dharma and to establish general dharma, varnasam dharma and all this. To everything he wants to do. So Parikshit Maharaj has now, he has no sandeh, doubt. He has no doubt, actually, because he has played in the laps of Krishna. He has no doubt. But for all those persons, that they should know why, if Krishna has played with all gopis and did like lust a person, understand? You know, that a person who has lust and does, Krishna has does about same thing for them. So they are jnani and all others there. They are in mind thinking that what Sukadeva Goswami is telling. It may arise any doubt. So Parikshit Maharaj, you said, so that you have come to Sansthapanaya Dharmasya Prasamayeta Itarasya Cha. Avatirnohi Bhagavan Ansena Jagadishwara. Jagadishwara, Krishna is Jagadishwara. He is Sarvakaran Karanam Adi and Anadi, root of all. He is the root of Dharma also, as we have told in Gita and Bhagavata. So why Krishna did it so katham that he embraced gopis? He himself not husband, he did like so,
oil of
that he removed the red window and did all these things. A man should not do a dharmic person. Why he has done? You know the history of Shankar. Shankar means Shiva, who was naked, like Sukadeva Goswami. And Uma was with so much singer, and she was sitting on the at the lap of Sanka. And all the Rishis Maharshis were there, and all the demigods were there. They are telling nothing. But Chitraketu Maharaj came, as a friend he told, laughing, in joke, that you are giving instruction to all persons, all yogi, rishi, maharshi. But what you are doing, sir? Alone you can sit like this, but in this assembly you should not sit like this. Then Parvati became angry, and she told that you are the master of Sankar. Here Brahma and all other demigods and all the rishis and maharshis are here, but they are not a teaching Sankar. But you have only come to teach him all these things. Are you master of Sankar? Then he became so angry and gave
curse.
That he should be a apostle. Here we see that Sankar became not angry, but his wife became angry. Why? It seems that he has come. Dehatma Abhiman. Dehatma Abhiman means? No no difference between body and soul. That they can be angry. If he is told to Sukadeva Goswami, he will not be angry. He will not hear all these things. Because he is out of all this. So Sankar became some envoyed with Parvati. And he told that, as you have given cut to Chitraketu Maharaj, if he will say that I will not take, then what will be? It will come to you. You are, if you are getting me 100 rupees or 1 lakh of rupees. I told that I will not take. Then where it will go? To you again? So if he is not taking your cause, then finally it will come to you. But he smiling and he took. It means that you have some this relation with body. You are meaning that body is myself. So here we see that Shankar did not take all these things, but Uma Parvati took all these things, and that is why he became angry. She became angry. In this assembly, there were so many persons who can think like so, or afterward, anyone read this or explain this, they will also think like so, that Krishna has done against dharma, religion. Yes? So, sa katham dharma setuna, Krishna is dharma setuna. Setuna, setu means pool.
Bridge,
no? In a river, to cross river, a pool is needed. Also, to cross sea, Mahasagar, Ramchandra has made
a bridge.
Similarly, in Paramartha Rajya, Paramartha Rajya, you understand?
Spiritual.
Spiritual realm. Also from this Bhava Mahasagar, you will have to cross this Sagar. Birth and death, it is Mahasagar. Ocean, great ocean. Krishna is Setu between this world and that world. He cannot do anything against religion. What is improper, Krishna cannot do. He cannot tell lies. He cannot have lust. He cannot be angry. All good qualities are in Krishna. Good means all are Chetan Guna, Chit Guna. No worldly Guna is there. And he said to, mani, all follow Krishna. Jad jad acharati, sestat sattat, itarojana. And especially to cross this Bhavasindhu, Bhavasindhu mani, but this great ocean, Krishna is Setu. By following the upadesh, instructions of Krishna, anyone can go to that world, crossing this mark. So being so, and Bhakta, he has told Gita, he has told Uddhava Sande, all Shastra has come from Krishna. Shastra Jonitva. Where? Brahma Sutra. In Brahma Sutra, gist of all Upanishads is Brahma Sutra. Told by Brahma Sutra. In Vyasa Sutra he has told that Krishna is Shastra Jonitva. He is the whole origin of all Shastra. Or by Shastra anyone can know Krishna. So being so Krishna, Svaihi Pratipam Acharat. Svaihi did all these activities against Shastra, against Sadachar, and against the religion, why it is so? Pratipam. Here Pratipam means the thug, cheater. Also pretending to be religious person. But actually he is against religious things. He is called Pratip in Sanskrit. Here tells Pratipavaka. Like unreligious person, like cheater, like unreligious person. Because he is Brahma. Brahma means Keta. Chit, Viru Chit is Brahman. And he is also Brahman. Out of Achit. And all these bad qualities and all luck and everything to see, to do all these things, what he has done, is not a duty of Brahman. Brahman is out of all this. So why he did? Especially he, Paradharabhimarsanam, Paradhara, the wife of other, all other gods. Why he touched them? Why he saw them? Why he embraced them? Why he did so? Here Jiva Goswami is telling something. Vishwanath Chakravarti is telling us. We should read something from Vaishnava Toshin and then Vishwanath Chakravarti. He's telling that Krishna has called all the gopis by his clothes. And after that, they have done premalap. Premalap means
loving conversation.
Loving conversation.
What loving conversation? Krishna told that swagatam o mahabhava. Swagatam. Welcome. I am welcoming you. But why you have come? No reply. You have come to see me? Or you have come to see the natural scenery? Yamuna is flowing. It is moonlight night, moon night, full moon. Flowers are blooming. So fragrant and seetal, cool air is blowing. You have come to see all this. Oh, when they did not stop, then Krishna also again told, oh, you are anamaya prajam. Whether any
disturbance
in Braja that you have come to tell me, why you have come? Oh, yes, you have come to see me. I am Lord of Lords. Now you should return. You are the wife of all gopis. You should not stay here. Because night is dark and everything is dark, so dangerous. Wild beasts are here. And you should return and serve your husband, children, father and mother and all others. Then gopis replied him, and Krishna was bound to them. That we are beginning, charity beginning from home. So you should, and you are teaching us so many religious things, but you should treat like that. Yejathan mam prapadyante. And after that, so many things that at last Krishna that told that I was not out of sight, but I was with you all time. And I was thinking that what you were talking together in my mirror
separation.
And I saw that in whole world up to now, separation like you, separation mood like I have not seen. In any shastra I have not read. I am ready to you. I'm all
better
to you. Na pareham rupadyasa. And though there are so many things. After that, prema lap. And after that dance together, to each, with each gopi dancing, touching the bodies, and when Srimati Radhika became out of sight, Krishna also left the Ras, met Radhika in alone, and he did singar in Vrindavan here, and again he did prasadam to Radha Maan. Also he told that leaving all gopi I can go to Radhika. So their mud was down, mud, you know, mud. And he pleased the Srimati Radhika. Again leaving Radhika, he again went out of sight. After that, he came inside as a Madan, and gopis asked questions, so many questions, that those who do frame, anyone do frame to them. If anyone does not have frame, but yet one does frame, and another type of person, whether you do frame or not, they have no frame. Among who you are, Krishna is skillfully told that I am not among them. And Krishna counted them 7 or 8 stages or 9 stages. No. And he told that I am out of all that. Then who are you? Gopis began to clap that Krishna has come in our prayer. Now he is Guru Drohi. We are first thinking that Krishna is
a Kritagya.
But now he himself admitted that he is Guru Drohi. But Krishna began to laugh and told that, no, I am not Guru Drohi. I am Suhid of his, very beloved to you. I have escaped only to show the whole world to Narad and Brahma and all other very dearest devotees that your love for me, your affection for me is so high that I have become your debtor. I have only gone out of your sight to increase your mood. Increase only your mood. If a very poor person has a chinta money and again he lost this, then he becomes mad for that. So I became out of sight to you to see your love, affection for me. And I thought that in whole that there is no comparison in any effect, anywhere it is not written. So now I think that I am ready to you. Then Gopi told that, oh, you have been defeated. But yet you tell that I am defeated, so we are defeated and you have conquered us. Understand? Yes. Here Krishna is defeated and he admitted it. So gopis are telling that if you have admitted this fact, it means that we are defeated and you have conquered me. These are prema laugh, all these things. After that they again began to dance and to do all these things. See? Here Sukhdev, Parikshit Maharaj is telling to him that these activities are out of etiquette. Why Krishna did so? Sukhdev Goswami is not a common person. So, beginning from his birth, he is out of all this. But listen. Sukhdev, here Jiva Goswami is telling that Sukhdev Goswami is Bal Brahmachari, out of Maya. He is not seeing anything against religion in Krishna activity, because he is out of Atif. He cannot explain anything which is out of etiquette against dharma. He was explaining it in very motion. Motion means bhava-based. What is the meaning of bhava-based? Bhava mein avishth hoga. When Parikshit with this doubt, he becomes some but not angry, but upset. Why I have told all these things to this Parikshit Maharaj? I should not have asked to have told all these things to Parikshit. He wanted to explain more and more Holika Leela, you know?
Yes.
Jhula. Jhula means?
Swing.
Swing. Extreme meeting. And Vila. Extreme Vila in all this. But he could not be somewhat angry. He told that all this past answer I will not tell. After this he ended 10th canto. Not 10th canto but Ras Leela. And other Leela he could not explain. Because he thought that they are not competent and qualified for this. A person who has some Shraddha, he can hear. But those who have no Shraddha, they cannot hear all this. So in this group, in this assembly, there are so many persons who are unqualified to hear this. So Jiggya Swami is telling, if Sukhdev Goswami is telling and he is out of Maya, he cannot tell anything against Dharma religion. It is so. But there are so many persons, and for these persons, those persons, Parikshit Maharaj asked this question. He knows that it is not out of religion, but he cannot answer. There are so many things we cannot answer, but we know it, that it is true. Like, we know that Mayavad is against bhakti, and bhakti is the more Pratipadya Vishay of all Shastra. Pratipadya? What is meaning of Pratipadya?
Essence of all
Shastra. They want to establish Krishna and Krishna praying all Shastra. But if a Mayavadi will come and he will debate with you, there are so many questions that you cannot reply. Also, I cannot reply. No? There are so many things. But yet, we know that bhakti is meant. Jnan is not everything. By jnan, anyone cannot have Krishna, but only by bhakti. But there are so many. So many learned persons in Mayavad, they can cut all your jukti and all these things. We cannot establish. Baldev Prabhu established what other could not establish. And that is why Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur sent him to Galta Gaddi. You know?
Yes.
So at that time, no such learned Vaishnava is there who can establish. At the time of Prabhupada, you know perhaps, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was in old age, there was quarrel between Vaishnava and Brahmin. And Brahmin were telling that Brahmins were more superior than Vaishnava. At that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was somewhat anxious. So he sent Prabhupada to establish. So what others could not establish, Prabhupada established there. There are so many things that we cannot establish. But we will not leave bhakti. Both So, he, Parikshit Maharaj, are in the same level. He does not know the answer, but he has so much affection for Krishna. But Sukhdev Goswami is Sarvajna. Sarvajna, you know?
He knows everything.
He is doing the part of Sarvajna. Parikshit Maharaj is not less than Sukhdev Goswami. I think that in frame, he is more than Sukhdev Goswami. Sukhdev Goswami has not touched the dust of Krishna feet, but Parikshit Maharaj played in the laps of Krishna, and he has got so much affection from Krishna. Krishna has kept him in his home, mother's home. So Parikshit Maharaj, in our sight, it seems that what Sukhdev Goswami has not, he has. But he was playing the role of a guru, acharya, and he was playing the role of Srota, audience. So Parikshit Maharaj asked this question to him.
Not 1 hour, but if you take 1 hour, there are permission that...
And then Parikshit Maharaj is telling that you are the dharma seti. Seti means to raksha, protector of. You are not only the bhakta. Bhakta?
Teacher, lecturer.
Lecturer then. You are raksha, protector of. So why he did so, Krishna? Why Krishna did the anusthana for dharma? It is a dharma to talk with ladies and do all things. Krishna is Vedmurti. Vedmurti? Vigraha of Ved. Example that Krishna is telling that bhajatam maya paroksham bhajata purohitam. That I was doing bhajan to you or when I am outside of you, your outside. Meaning I was doing bhajan, I was serving you. Krishna has told himself that I was serving. Why he should serve? It is against the religion. Srimad Bhagavatam. That's it. Krishna has descended to this world. Only for Paramahamsa to give lessons to Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa like his devotee son, like our father. Bhaktanaya Vinodaya
Madhavakta Vinodasam Karama Vidha Priya.
Just like come to please all the bhakti. Not he has not come to do anything against the adharma. So Kunti is hearing that you have come, Kunti is herself telling to Krishna that you have come to establish dharma. They will not know you, all the yogi and muni. You know that Brahma is the father of all yogis and munis. He could not understand Krishna after killing Agastya. And especially when Krishna became so many cowherds and cows, he could not understand Krishna. This is very lowest pastime of Krishna. And the highest is Rasa. So lowest pastime he could not
understand.
How he can understand all that? So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jee Goswami are telling that. They have not seen actually results of gopis and all activities. But Sukadeva Goswami is telling in worldly language. His explanations and everything what he is telling is quite thin much. But those who are hearing are reading. Maya both is coming there. Understand?
But whatever Sukadeva Goswami is explaining is spiritual. But he is using language which is like material. And material thoughts may enter the minds of unqualified
Sukadeva. That is it. But what he is explaining is out of Maya.